House Special Committee on Budget. This is the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources. This is Wednesday, July 27th, 2005, and we'll start by opening a work session on Senate Bill 496. Ms. Jordan.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. 496 is a bill that authorizes the State Forestry Department to apply for and accept and utilize federal grants for forest legacy programs. We have a amendment to that bill which would establish that the forest legacy land area must be wholly within an urban growth boundary contained in an acknowledged local comprehensive plan at the time of application for the grant, or that it will be by the time the grant is awarded, and that the use to which the land area will be put is allowed under the local comprehensive plan, and that the use complies with all other land use laws and regulations. And it requires the Department of Forestry to provide a report to the Emergency Board and any legislative committee with responsibility for forestry issues. There's no fiscal impact because it is a federal grant program. It is a voluntary program that local governments would participate in, and the match that would go with the federal grant would come from those local jurisdictions. Administration of the grant would be the program would be paid for by federal funds through the Forest Legacy Program. So what you have is the staff measure summary giving you the background and information on the amendment.
So the amendment, the dash three amendments, essentially are the gut and stuff on the bill.
It replaces section two of the bill.
Okay. Any further discussion on the LFO presentation on Senate Bill 496 and the addition of the dash three amendments?
Madam Chair.
Representative March.
I like the original 496, and I'm not too enthused about the limitation to the urban portion, so I will be opposing the amendments.
Any further discussion? I would accept a motion to move the dash threes into Senate Bill 496. Have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection. Representative March registers his objection. Is there any further objection? With Representative March's objection noted, the motion is carried. I would accept a motion to move Senate Bill 496 as amended to the full budget committee with a due pass recommendation.
Sorry.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Again, please have it noted that Representative March objects. Any further objections? Motion carries. Close the work session on Senate Bill 496, and we'll open a work session. Oh, carriers. I'll carry.
Thank you.
And we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 82. Mr. Hughes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You have before you Senate Bill 82, and this bill would establish a 10-member Oregon Task Force.
We don't have the bill.
Did we get the copy?
No.
We have behind us.
There.
I said I'd help, and I was a full lot of help, wasn't I?
Thank you. Please proceed.
Thank you. The bill would establish a 10-member Oregon Task Force on Land Use Planning and direct that it study the Oregon land use system and develop a list of recommended changes. The task force would be required to submit a work plan within 3 months after its creation, a progress report by February 1st, 07, and a final report including any recommendations for legislation to the 74th Legislative Assembly, the Governor, and the Commission by February 1st, 09. The bill passed the Senate on a 21-8 vote on July 13th. There's a $600,000 general fund for 05-07, and it's included in the legislatively agreed-upon budget plan. And this would cover two limited duration positions for the Department of Land Conservation and Development, and also funding for some professional services contracts to conduct statewide telephone polls, facilitation of focus groups, and other public opinion research and education tasks. And the bill has no amendments.
Just questions or discussions on the LFO presentation on Senate Bill 82? Representative Schaffer.
I just want to wish them luck. They're going to need it.
Yes, I personally think this is one of those things like tax reform where everyone agrees that we need to fix the system, but no one agrees beyond that point. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What is the fiscal with the gas one?
This is the fiscal.
It's right here.
It'd be the second page of the material.
The cost is going to be included in the DLCD budget?
Yes.
Yes. So this, the original request was for just under $860,000. The Senate trimmed that back to $600,000, which is the appropriation of the agency's budget. I would then, if there is no... Oh, I'm sorry,
just,
Representative Krieger.
Quickly. Had we reviewed the land use system as it developed over time, probably we wouldn't have had Measure 7 or 37. And with what's happened, I'll mention the difficulty we had with 1037, even within this building this year, they should have some direction to make some very hard policy choices. Would hope would include the obvious will of the people and the constitutional issues. And if they do that, they can come to consensus of what we need to address. We simply have to listen.
Any further comments? Representative Johnson, are you comfortable with the fiscal?
Yeah, I'm fine.
And if there are no... Representative March, are you okay?
Yes. No, I was going to say we discussed a bit of this during the on the budget, one of my objections to that budget, to the House version, was that we hadn't provided for this, and I'm glad to see that we are now providing for it.
I would accept a motion then to move Senate Bill 82 to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
I have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Without objection, motion carries. Representative March, could I prevail upon you to carry this one in the full committee and on the floor?
Okay.
We close the work session on Senate Bill 82 and open a work session on Senate Bill 219. Mr. Stevens.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 290 is the vehicle for the agreed-upon compromise for pest use reporting system. The outline of the changes to the current statutes and the way the system will operate are in the Dash A8 amendments, which you have before you. You also have a copy of a fiscal impact statement. The amendments that you have, the Dash A8s, include a general fund appropriation and other fund expenditure limitation for creation and implementation of the PCS reporting system. The amendments specify that for urban areas, use will be reported at the 5-digit zip code, and for non-urban areas, use will be reported by the third field hydrologic unit of the location. The bill also prohibits the department from collecting information that can be used to identify an individual reporter.
Questions or comments on the LFO presentation? Representative Marsh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was reading through that, and I saw third field hydrological units, and I was sort of at a loss until I saw the map.
The map is very helpful, I agree.
Or not. I see if you were farming in the Willamette hydrological unit, you could be in Douglas, Lane, Benton, Marion, Polk, Yamhill, Clackamas, or parts of Washington County.
Well, I would delete from that Douglas County, except for...
Yes, Lane, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's a little sliver there, yeah.
So. Yes.
Thank you.
Further questions or comments? I would accept a motion to move the Dash A8 amendments into Senate Bill 290.
So may.
Have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, motion carries. I will accept a motion to move Senate Bill 290 as amended to the full Budget Committee with due pass recommendation.
So moved.
Have the motion, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to express my appreciation for the hard work that you have done in helping with staff to craft something that appears at this point to at least be a reasonable compromise that we can move forward with this issue and maybe not have to deal with it every session that we come here. So my appreciation of your hard work that you've done with this.
Thank you very much. Further discussion? Representative Marks.
Well, I have a little experience with this from another point of view, in that my brother farmed for many years in California, where they have much more detailed reporting levels, and never had any problems in that situation. So while I recognize it's a compromise, I think you know, probably people on both sides of the issue, you know, were pulled so far that the compromise is a little less than where we should be, I think, in terms of reporting levels. I mean, a county level would be stronger than this for the most part. But recognizing that, I'm not going to object to the bill at this time. I may be a no in full and on the floor.
And to address your remarks on the choice of the third field hydrologic units, I would remind you that one of the basic issues that we had with the geographic reporting requirements that ended up being in the administrative rules for this program was, first of all, the way in which they got there, and second of all, the direct relationship between harm that could be caused to individuals that are practicing natural resource-based businesses in the state and the ability to recognize them in the face of what are very real threats from the radical environmental groups. And so that being said, I would have considered this to be a very fair compromise if we'd gone up to the second field hydrologic units. So this is, I think, a very fair and very hard-fought compromise that does protect the rural folks in the state of Oregon.
I recognize those fears. But what I was mentioning is that in California, those same fears were expressed and were unfounded. And if I was an ecological terrorist, I wouldn't go after an individual farmer. I would go after the place where they bought their material. I mean, you know, if you're a rational terrorist, so to speak, which is
wait a minute. That's a quote for you. Madam Chair.
Representative Shaw.
You know, I want to use a word that's thrown around a lot, and it's sensitivity. If some of the folks out there that aren't getting everything they want in here feel that, I just don't feel that they're being sensitive to the concerns, the real concerns and the real fears, whether it's based on any evidence or not, it exists in their heart, and that matters to me. These folks, if they went around and spoke so insensitively about women or gays or minorities, they'd be run out of the city of Portland on a rail. In my opinion, the very same folks that don't feel they're getting what they want in this bill are extremely insensitive to the very people that we're imposing this on. Now, if we're going to be sensitive to cultures in this state, we can start right here with this, because there is a cultural divide. I believe the people that some of the people, and I'm talking about a very small number of people in this state that aren't getting what they want in this bill, are being extremely insensitive to the very people that provided us with this paper, our toilet paper, and every scrap of food we eat that's grown in the state of Oregon. So, and sensitivity. If we're going to be sensitive, we can start right here. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate your comments, Representative Shaffer. Further comments? We have a motion to move Senate Bill 290 to, as amended, to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Are there objections to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries. I'd be glad to carry this one. And with that, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 290 and adjourn the committee.